What is sampling and what are the choices a researcher makes when designing a sampling methodology? How does sampling influence the validity of the study? All right. Sampling is the determination of who will be in the study. When we do that, we make three choices. And I want you to memorize these choices and be able to describe them back, because if you understand these choices, you understand sampling. You won't know the name of all the hundreds of sampling procedures out there, and you're going to have to scramble every time you come into a weird new phrase. Wikipedia is pretty good. The marketing people are always trying to come up with a new name for each new kind of sampling, and the first one to put it up on Wikipedia wins, as far as I can tell. So there's dozens and dozens of good descriptions of sampling techniques up there. The three decisions that you've got to make are, what is my sampling frame going to be? What is my list or point of access going to be? Is it going to be complete, or is it going to be purposive? And the hint, it's hardly ever complete. About the only time you have a complete sampling frame is when the population is defined by some list. Not all that common. The second decision we have to make is whether we are going to select individuals from the sampling frame and go recruit them, or whether we're going to invite broadly from the sampling frame and allow people to self-select. And finally, we have to decide if we're going to use simple or stratified sampling. Simple sampling is essentially saying, anybody who walks through the door is fine, I'm okay. I've got a homogeneous population, anybody who shows up will be fine. Stratified sampling is recognizing that your sample has strata, kinds, sorts, versions, varieties, and that you've got to know what those are, and you've got to actively make sure that you've got some of each in your sampling study.